The name of the patient is Robert Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Robert. The patient, number one, this is the clinical case of a 67-year-old African-American male that is following the office. Because of the presence of incidental adenoma of the left adrenal gland that is non-functional, assessment of this adenoma was made is not active. The patient has been a diabetic for some time, and he's been treated with the administration of glipizide, 10 milligrams POVID, and metformin 500 milligrams POVID. He is not taking pioglitazone. During the last visit, we found out that the patient got the diet way out of control, gained 6 pounds of body weight, and the diastolic blood pressure was up to 86. We had a lengthy conversation with him, and we explained to him the rationale behind the need to change the lifestyle. A plant-based diet, low-sodium diet, were advocated. The patient implemented the diet. He has lost 6 pounds of body weight. The diastolic today is 81. The systolic is 121. In other words, the arterial hypertension is associated to the body weight. Following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes. He has shown decrease in the hemoglobin A1C from 8.5% to 8.2%. And he's going to continue losing weight. We are going to give him 3 months to see if he's able to lose another 5 pounds. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, benign prostatic hyperplasia that doesn't have any decompensation. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spent 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 6 minutes.